difficult to achieve. You assert as the bodies of all living entities can present even the Supreme Lord in the enemy for actions that he just did. Look at the next instruction. First, the body and transform its identity. I'm a very strong person. I'm a person who finds it very difficult to do. Citizen, like you, all the time they offer me respect. And little short, tell me more. Maybe I'm something much tease. That being my body, I'm a great man. And on the big, acknowledging that on this, the same conception of from the Purana, concept of evolution is the key difference between the soul. So the link is that soul evolves form. Then there are also skins of animals. They're human beings, but they're human beings. I would prefer my comforts theirs. So there's no distinction between this. I'm living in and I think this body and an alive faint. And if there was a boss, even though then spirit within is different than who are not from an characteristic. Yes, that comes fifth. Tolerant, yes. Tolerance is the first one. He's tolerant. The word that Srila Prabhupada before is we've got tolerant with equality. The purpose of the classroom with that information. They go to school, they're too young to really answer it. And then I'll holiday, then I'll play. But must spiritual practice. I wanted to share a story. Motion from India that the people of India were going, your spiritual, we want this, we want this. Yeah, like photocopied. Thank you, yes. And his experience was of India. It was not of America or photos or anything like that. And he was right understanding that his English is a little bit special and his examples that he's. It's very interesting. So he says, a sadhu is primarily ignorant. He's kind-hearted. He's very peaceful. He says, a sadhu has to be recognized. He's recognized through the ear and not through the eyes. I agree with it. What do you think that means? Because we don't have the spiritual eyes. What? Sadhu has to be recognized by the ear and not by the eyes. Now Prabhupada is going to give a list. Beggar sadhu. Mystical sadhu. Sadhu. Mystic sadhu. By people who do not hear about the sadhu. And they only find a sadhu by seeing a sadhu. Are not sadhus in terms of scriptures. In other words, people say that's a spiritual person. And if he's that's spiritual. So Srila Prabhupada said that people like that are not sadhus. He said sadhu. So to profane is to sort of disrespect. So it's somebody who actually disrespects the actual dignity of what is really a sadhu. Information. So they say, oh, there's a sadhu. Let's go and talk to him. So what do they offer? Some has something, it's very mysterious. So they want also to cure some disease. So they go to restrictions in their lives. Or they want to learn how to smoke ganja. Or they become what? What do they become? Like all the people from here are like that, is to rouse up or to a awful divine conscious spiritual essence and the supreme divine. So you're a saintly king for you. And he will continue in the verses that follow, recommended to focus their attention very much on their supportive, so wonderful. And our practice becomes like part of us, then to the middle platform in the beginning. to help others and give that in a friendly, compassionate, equally understood by practically most Indians, and to get all the good things that the, and what that is, right there next to the second pillar today. Thank you for coming. And I was sitting over here looking at him at another place, because his spirituality was so about our devotional activities, and sometimes our mind will be on the family or work, and that we have to make an effort to bring ourselves back to this, immersed in that spiritual, and on and on and on, the children of himself in this bodily way, those who were there, for example. And somebody was in there, and they were, of course, the Prabhupada never went down. Think how at that time, now today in our centers worldwide, we have spiritual understanding. So sometimes it's harder in the hearts of themselves as spiritual beyond the body. So we can come to the essence, back from giving because they don't know how to do it. But to increase their sense of friendship, their sense of compassion, so that they can approach them in a way, and we should help each other become more and more obvious, which we should practice, spiritual understanding, going back of us. So, does anyone have any questions? Any questions? Oh, look at that. Did you really? Just coming for the class itself? Yes? Right. So if we have no questions. I can tell, check this out. I think we can look. I also saw something that Srila Prabhupada said. Some people have, they're careless with where they say put their clothes or what they do, even though they think that this body is me and I should be very healthy. But their practical intent to take care of it will be equal to the way they take things I should take care of carefully. To take care of things in general more carefully. To give them a general understanding in their general behavior. They don't have to worry about so many things, and they can improve themselves in that way also. So the principle is find it easy to take care of their health. My point? I'm speaking, proved that. He proved we could improve. This was a church in this area, facility, which doesn't mean I shouldn't take care of it. That's the point. I agree with that. Yes.
So then how can we choose the real sadhu?
Ah, look at this. You've got a good question here. See, Hayagriva has got to the point that Srila Prabhupada was making. There are so many artificial sadhus. That means somebody says, oh, I'm very spiritual. I do this, this, and this. You know, today's day and age, for those who are from an Indian background, you may have noticed it as well, but certainly for somebody from this culture, like myself, the word spiritual has about 10 or 12 definitions that are very radically different from each other. So when you say spiritual, the other person is thinking a wide range of different things. For example, spiritual means something to do with the supernatural, like ghosts. Their spirits, right? So if someone's very spiritual, it means perhaps that they can understand all about things we can't see. Or spirits means your feelings. So if you're very spiritual, it means you're happy all the time. You keep your spirits up. So there's so many ways that the word spiritual is used. What to speak of the word sadhu. And so what Srila Prabhupada is pointing out is, for your benefit, so you can understand this well, that a sadhu, you should hear about him. What qualities does he have to have? And when you look at him, he may look very interesting. He may have long hair, and I agree, we would know immediately, that's not a sadhu. But other people who have many different definitions of spiritual would say, oh, we look at him, he's very spiritual. So Srila Prabhupada says that's not the right way to find a spiritual person. You have to listen to what qualities does he have to have. And you should be able to see those qualities, or you should be able to hear about those qualities in what that person does. So, if you don't see the qualities that are mentioned, and they're listed, many qualities, just like when I asked what are the four qualities, many qualities came, because there are 64, I think, or 32 or 24 qualities that are given, particularly of a sadhu. So I agree that you would have to listen first, wouldn't you? Yeah? And then you could tell, I'm not sure about this person, I'll have to listen a bit more. I'll have to ask them questions. You ask them some questions. What do you think is spiritual? And they say, oh, being happy. You go, oh, okay. And so you get information, and then you see whether you think this person is a genuine spiritual person according to our understanding, which is the essence of what is actually a spiritual person. Is that okay? All right. Yes. Uh-oh. You've got another scholarly question for me? 1 second. Yes.
When you were telling about the quality of the sadhu, samdarshana is very important, and here we had a lot of discussion in 1966 in New York. Samdarshana.
Sama darshana means seeing everything equally. Sama means equal, and darshana means, of course, looking at everybody equally. It's an amazing quality, actually. It's one that I've been thinking about a lot, myself personally, and I find that it's not a natural quality unless you're very spiritually advanced. Because naturally I get on a bus, I'm going somewhere, and I look to the left of me, I look to the right of me, and I judge everyone through my eyes. And I think, oh, that man over there, he looks kind of slow, and probably he doesn't have a very good job. And oh, that lady over there, she's dressed very nicely, she's probably quite wealthy, or whatever. Whatever I'm assessing, and I'm assessing everything through my eyes. So it's not that I do need to hear from them also to find out what they're actually like, but oftentimes if you talk to somebody, you realize that your first judgment of them was judgmental. Sometimes you see somebody, tell me if I'm the only one who has this problem. Sometimes I see somebody wearing something I think looks awful. And I instantly, without noticing it, I've made a judgment that person's a little bit different. I'm not very interested in them. And then, as a practicing Krishna practitioner, I have to go back when I notice what I'm doing and say, no, that's actually another person. That's a genuine person belonging to Krishna. So I need to mentally offer a sense of respect to that person, rather than dismissing them as being absolutely of no value. And sometimes you will see that these sub-qualities of a sadhu are more well-developed in people of other religious traditions, even than ourselves. And then we have something to learn there as well, to say, oh, we can develop this quality a little better also. So this is also an interesting point, because when you come to the middle level, you can't stay in your advancing forward. When you come to the middle, you can't stay in the middle unless you develop the qualities of being there. Like, you can't stay in a certain economic situation unless you're making that amount of money. You can't say, I'm a millionaire but I only earn $500 a month. No one will take you seriously, because up here you have to earn $1 million a month. So as we advance as devotees, these qualities have to come in us, otherwise we're not advancing as devotees. We're practicing and moving forward, but slowly. But to be in the middle level, you have to see friendly towards every living entity. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you share your lunch with them, or that you do what they're doing, but it means your mindset is that they're actually all like my brothers and sisters. Samadarshana means they're like my family members. So there is a big step forward for all of us that we can take. And as we do take these steps, it will be very favorable for our Krishna consciousness movement. So this Samadarshana is a very important point, thank you. And Srila Prabhupada does speak about it a lot. Why would he have left India? He was living in the most sacred place, in the most peaceful way. And he had everything he required. Why would he have gone to all the inconvenience that he went through, unless it was for this, with this sense of Samadarshana? All right, thank you. Jayantai, did you have a pertinent question? Yes.
Among those four qualities, which one would be most important to yourself?
Are you asking that question because you want to start with the first one and go to the second one, third one, the fourth one? The question was, among those four qualities, which is the most important, or the first one? People don't have knowledge.
Anya,
don't go. I'll go ahead. You come back. Okay, all right. Thank you. Yes.
People in general don't have knowledge of who is real Sadhu.
Yes.
So most people won't seek for association.
Yes.
And many of them will end up in wrong cheating
sadhus. They'll end up with cheating sadhus because they don't have knowledge, yes. Yes. Tolerance is very important first, because as these four are given, and as friendly to one and all, and then equality, Prabhupada said he's without an enemy. So these are basically the characteristics of such a person. So these characteristics, if someone is actually practicing, developing devotionally, these characteristics will come forth, because these are also characteristics of a pure person. So your question is, whose fault is it? Why is it that people have no knowledge and they're not understanding who is a real sadhu? So sometimes Srila Prabhupada would make the point that it is the real sadhu's fault, not the real sadhu, but those who are on the path of spiritual advancement, it becomes their fault or their responsibility that they've been, if you think of it another way, they've been lifted out of the ocean. They've been saved and put on the boat, so to speak. And if there are people drowning all around the boat, is it their responsibility to also try to help a few more people into the boat? And of course you could say, well, all they could do is just save themselves, and that's fair enough. But if they can help more people into the boat, they get a medal for that, right? People who do something, they get a medal. If they get noticed if they give more than just for themselves. So we heard also when the Brahmin's wives, in that example where Krishna was saying one who lives only for himself, for his own comfort, he's actually not really a generous person. A generous person has to be thinking of the well-being of others. So that has to be something for us to consider. But whether we're in a position to lift people onto the boat, or whether we're just going to stay on the boat and get a lot stronger, and then help lift people onto the boat, that may be our course of action as well. Or we may be maintaining things on the boat for those who are getting on and off the boat. And when we do that, we still have to have that sense that what I'm doing is related to a greater cause. It's not just I'm a cleaner or I'm a cook. It's related to a greater cause. Because it is. That's the point. All right. I think we have one more question. Yes, Krishna does.
You said that there are many different types of sadhus, like sadhu, that sadhu. If they're not acting like a sadhu, why are they called sadhus?
This is a very interesting question. If they're not acting like a sadhu, why are they called sadhus? And the answer to that, there's so many answers could be given, but one reason I think is because Indian culture was extremely broad, and you could say almost tolerant. Tolerant, yes, also sometimes a little too tolerant, but people preferred to give respect to others, even if they didn't deserve it, than to cut them down and criticize them bitterly. And that's not a bad quality in itself, to give respect. But sometimes simple people or people who have some motive may want to say, oh, that's also good, that's also good, that's also good. And so in the same way say, that's also a sadhu, and that's also a sadhu, and so on like that. So the word sadhu, also there are so many different religious paths in India, and they all use that same word, sadhu. So these different types of sadhus are related to that. So the word sadhu is used sometimes just in a general way, and sometimes it's used to speak about somebody who's a genuine spiritual person. We can discuss this later, okay? All right, okay. Thank you. Thank you for your very good hearing.